this game is about, you know, taking your shots. You know, it looked like he was maybe going to be able to make more out of it than initially he thought, and I just took off and tried to make a play before he could gather himself and maybe get to the pylon or cut it back inside or whatever he was going to do at that moment.
Charles Woodson is Superman. That's the Superman tackle around here. What a play on MJD last week to get the Raiders off the field there, and MJD knocked out of the game. Dennis Allen, the head coach of the Raiders, rejoins us on the Silver and Black Show. Everybody thought when you brought Charles in, leadership. You're getting that, but he can still play.
Well, hey, listen, this game's not about just giving us leadership. It's about guys that can play the game of football. And we felt all along that Charles had still a lot of football left in him, and he's proven it on the football field. So he's been a great addition. He's been a great addition not only to the secondary room, to the defense, but to the whole football team.
The injury to Tyvon Branch, Coach, you do have depth at that position, but you've lost a very good football player.
Yeah, well, I mean, listen, Tyvon's a great, great football player. He was one of our leaders and one of the guys that we counted on to make football plays for us every Sunday. But that's the National Football League, and so we got to have other guys that are going to be able to step up, and we feel confident in that position. Guys like Brandon Ross and guys like Usama Young can step in and fill that role, and that's what happens when guys go down. Other guys have to step up.
Yeah, they each had a sack for you, and you've had part of 9 sacks this early year. I want to ask you about Mike Jenkins' play, because I thought he played a superb football game last week against Jacksonville, covered well and tackled very well.
Yeah, well, Mike's done a great job for us, and that's what we expected out of him. You know, people forget Mike Jenkins was a Pro Bowl corner at one point in time, so we still feel like this guy's a top-level performer in this league, and he's done a great job for us, and he's going to have to continue to do a great job for us.
Yeah, and your offensive line on the other side of the ball really dominated all the injuries that have been mounting all year, but it seems like those guys came off the ball aggressively last week.
You know what? Number one, I think Tony Sperano has done a great job with that group up there. The ability to mix and match players, to move players around and still get them to play at a high level has been exceptional. Guys like Tony Pashos and guys like Cleef Barnes, veteran players that have been able to step in and fill the role that we've asked them to fill. I'm really pleased with what we've been able to do up front, and we got to continue to grow.
And you got Darren McFadden going. He popped 4 big runs in the football game for you, 30 yards, 28 yards, 26 yards, and 24 yards. In fact, your football team leads the NFL in 20-yard rushes this early year.
Yeah, well, that's something that we made a point of in the offseason, that we wanted to be able to run the football. We wanted to be able to run the football effectively. And so being able to get Darren going with, you know, a 100-plus yard game was a big boost for us, and it allowed us to control the time of possession. That's something that we feel like's critical for our success as a football team. So we're proud of the fact that we're leading the league in rushing, and we want to be able to continue that.
Yeah, Terrell had one good run for you, certainly, in that game. The media, looking back on the game, made a big deal of the fact that the threat of Pryor's running opened it up for McFadden to have some inside runs. Did you actually see that on film?
Well, I think that's what being able to run the zone read option or the read option gives you. You know, it makes the defense have to be disciplined and do exactly what they're supposed to do. And one misstep can create big plays when you have explosive players like Darren McFadden and Terrell Pryor. So that's something that we've looked at. And I knew Darren's rushes and Darren's yards were going to come. It was just a matter of time, and he was able to get free on a few big runs in the game the other day.
Denver Broncos have certainly changed since the Tim Tebow era in 2011 with Peyton Manning taking over. He had a brilliant year last year, obviously. But this year, the tempo has really been upped. And actually, going back to the Jacksonville game, that was kind of a good prep for you guys to get ready for Denver, because they ran a lot of no huddle and quick snapped you.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that's kind of the in vogue thing in the National Football League now, is to get the up-tempo offense going. And so we've spent a lot of time prepping our defensive players for the up-tempo. And really what they're trying to do is they're trying to get you to be, unnerved a little bit, get you in a panic mode. I think Nick Roach has done a great job with our defense of getting us in the right call, getting us lined up so we got a chance to go out and execute. And we'll have to do that again this week.
Peyton Manning obviously is on the very top of his game. The guy's had a Hall of Fame career, but has he ever played football better than he's played it the first couple of weeks of the year?
Well, I don't know if I've ever seen anybody play the quarterback position the way he's playing it right now. I mean, he's playing outstanding. He's got nine touchdowns, no interceptions. He's throwing for a ton of yards. He's a great football player. He's a Hall of Fame quarterback, and we're going to have a good plan. We're going to have to execute our game plan. And the thing that he does is, when you make a mistake, he makes you pay. And that's what we got to understand, and that's what we got to make sure we do defensively, is be on our game.
You obviously know him well from the Super Bowl a few years ago. Tracy Porter is going to join us in the next segment. He had the play of plays in your career when he intercepted Peyton for the score.
Yeah, no question. I mean, I got great memories of that, and that was one of the best plays that I've ever been a part of, and 74-yard interception return that really sealed a Super Bowl win. So hopefully we can get that again on Monday night.
That would be nice. Well, now we're going to talk to Tracy Porter coming up about that, and maybe he'll give us one more pick six for the Raiders in silver and black. Coach, congratulations on the win, and good luck on Monday night.
Great. Thanks, Greg.
This is a good team. We're a good team. I mean, you know, we've done some great things last week, these last couple of weeks, and, we're not backing down from this challenge. That's why we play the game week in and week out.